This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 407 for Thursday, May 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Thursday morning in choppy trade. The nearby July contract up 40 cents at $698.50 per ton, while new crop November down $1.80 at $658.80. Gains in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed did provide some spillover support, although good seeding progress across the prairies and improving moisture conditions in some areas accounted for some selling pressure, with recent losses also bearish from a chart standpoint. The most active months did uncover support to the downside and were off their overnight lows, the July contract flirting with the psychological $700 per ton level that it had settled below yesterday. In the U.S., wheat is higher, while corn is lower and soybeans mixed. U.S. markets will be closed next week Monday for Memorial Day, and positioning ahead of the long weekend was a feature. Soybeans had traded both sides of unchanged overnight, drifting lower in the new crop months, while nearby old crop July up a half cent at $13.25 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 115,000 tons of old crop were up from the previous week, but still off what moved the previous four-week average. The active U.S. seeding pace, with over two-thirds of intended soybean acres in the ground, did weigh on prices. Corn, it's pressured by soft export sales, although gains in wheat provided support on the other side. The July corn contract down a penny at $5.86 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales included net reductions of 75,000 tons of previously booked old crop business, with only 52,000 tons of new crop sales. The good U.S. corn planting pace was another bearish influence. All three U.S. wheat markets were higher, seeing a technical correction after recent losses. Minneapolis up 4 cents in the July contract at $8.03 per bushel. Kansas City 6 cents higher in July at $8.18 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 2 cents in the July contract at $6.08 per bushel. Weekly export sales saw 245,000 tons of new crop wheat business go on the books, although the old crop saw net cancellations of 45,000 tons. Ongoing dryness concerns in the southern U.S. plains and seeding delays for spring wheat to the north were supportive. Let's look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 25th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.